So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it's Tommy Freedom coming back at you for another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. Of course, the first thing to mention is that Asian pot-bellied pig with the bad haircut is up to his old tricks again. Well, actually, they're not old tricks, they're current tricks. The same old tricks, anyway. Fired yet another missile over the country of Japan in direct violation of their airspace. The Japanese declined to shoot this down. They really should have teach this guy some manners, but he is just not going to learn. And if this is coming through a little bit quiet on the volume, I'm not sure what's going on. This isn't picking up too well this week for some reason. I've adjusted my mixer a little bit. I didn't know any better. I'd say producer George had been playing with it again over the weekend, but I don't know. So it seems quiet, that's why during the commercial break I may fiddle with it, see if I can't find out what's going on with it. But anyway, I just don't know what's really going to ultimately happen with Kim Jong-un. The guy is clearly a maniac. He's clearly deluded. He has said that he is going to sink the island of Japan and reduce America to ash. Now, do you know how many nuclear weapons it would take to reduce America to ash? This guy thinks if he develops a hydrogen bomb and puts it on a missile that he's on a par with the United States of America nuclear-wise. He just has absolutely no idea what he is about to get himself into. If this goes too much further, folks, I mean, we're going to have to take action. I mean, we just cannot let him get to the point where he launches against us first. That is just unthinkable, and it is completely unacceptable, at least in my book. There's absolutely no way that we can let him send anything our way and hope that we're able to take it out before it hits Guam or Hawaii. Or my biggest fear, and I've told you this, is him putting these things on subs and coming right up to the east coast of the United States and the west coast of the United States and hitting L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Seattle, New York, D.C., Atlanta. I mean, that would be the really scary scenario. And we know that he has tested launching missiles from submarines. This, I think, is what he is really intending to do. His long range, his medium and long range stuff is to deal with Japan and maybe Guam, possibly Hawaii. But he is developing these things for use from submarines to take out our coastal cities. And that would be bad. If he makes that mistake, we will obliterate him. He just has no clue whatsoever what he's getting his fat little ass into. I'll tell you someone else who didn't realize what kind of trouble they were getting their butt into. Hey, George, what'd you do? Oh, you boosted the gain a little bit? Okay, yeah, it looks a lot better. Okay, folks, you can probably hear me a lot better now. George, leave the mixer alone, okay? So anyway, over the weekend, there was this lesbian activist at Georgia Tech who was reported to be walking around carrying a gun and a knife. And when the cops showed up, she had what appeared to be a knife in her hand. And she was told repeatedly to put down the knife, which she did not. And she was shot once. She has died from her injuries, which maybe now she'll learn. Unfortunately, you can only die once and learn that lesson once. Her name was Scout Schultz, probably a Jewess. She was an LGBT, LMNOP, QRS, whatever other initials go along with this now, activist. And you can just tell by looking at her that she's a liberal with her fashionable glasses on. She looks like Hillary Clinton did back in the 60s, except the glasses are a little bit different shape. But you get the general idea. She just has that look that she is a liberal activist. Well, she is a deceased liberal activist now. And like I said, unfortunately, sometimes you can only kill somebody once. There are people that just never learn. Now, it turned out that they're calling it a multi-tool, and to me it looks like a Leatherman. It doesn't matter. It wasn't open. It wasn't posing a threat. However, when you are told to drop your weapon or whatever the police perceive to be a weapon, you do what you're told. Somebody's pointing a gun at you, whether they're demanding your wallet or your credit cards or telling you to put something down, the man holding the gun is the one with the power, and you do as you're told, whether you feel that you are in the right and he or she is in the wrong. That's just how it works. And these people just don't get this. These people, they won't drop the gun. They get shot, and then everybody starts screaming and yelling and protesting, and guaranteed there's going to be protests and riots in Atlanta because of this. I don't know, folks. Well, wherever. I don't know where Georgia Tech is. I just said Atlanta because that's the biggest place in Georgia. I don't know where it is. Look it up and then tell me. Right now, we have riots going on in St. Louis yet again because the police officer was acquitted for murder. This happens more and more, folks, and I'm fed up with it, and I know you are as well. Everybody is starting to get fed up with this, and it can't hold itself together for too much longer. I mean, the fabric is going to start to unravel at some point. It cannot sustain this kind of violence. The United States cannot take much more from North Korea. The United States cannot take much more from these black activists, these homosexual activists, these liberal activists, these communists. It's going to break at some point, folks. That thread that holds everything together is going to snap. And it's not going to be pretty when it happens. I've discussed this before, what we can look for and expect to happen, and it is certainly nothing that I'm looking forward to. However, when it does happen, it's going to be a long time in coming. And there are a lot of people in this country who are completely fed up with the way things have been going. And even though they may not have said anything, I think you're going to start to see them take the side of us, of our beliefs as well, whether it's white nationalism or whether it's anti-leftist, I guess you could call it. These people are going to come out of the woodwork. And these people who have been running their mouths and screaming and yelling are not going to know what hit them. Yes, there are some out there that are well-armed, but the majority of the weapons in this country are held by whites, predominantly white males. Now, granted, just because you have a gun doesn't mean you know how to use it. Negroes are very good examples of that. They can pull the trigger 10 times from 5 feet away and still not hit you. They also don't know how to clean them. And there's probably not too many black snipers out there. Someone who's been used to hunting with a deer rifle, he may not have combat experience. He may not know how to fight tactically. He may not be very good on the ground. But atop a water tower, in a parking garage, in an upper window, where he can take some out from a long way away, going to be very, very beneficial. You have some little punk with a Mac 10 squirting out bullets. Yeah, he's going to run out of his ammunition real quick. Or is this guy that's sitting up there on that sixth floor window going to take his time? Going to make every shot count. And in the long run, that's what will win this conflict. Because the people with short-range weapons are going to be pretty much confined to the cities. And as they try to leave, they will be picked off one by one. Mark my word. I really believe that that is what will happen. When it will happen, I don't know. Something tells me it's going to be very, very soon, because we just cannot take too much more of this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. These people are getting more and more brave. And it's a false sense of security that they have, because nobody's doing anything. They think they can do this and get away with it. And invariably, eventually, they will make the mistake of pulling this crap in the wrong neighborhood, and somebody will open up on them with an automatic weapon or something really, really big and heavy, and will take a bunch of them out. Something that's belt-fed, who knows, is going to happen. It cannot continue to go in the direction it's going without something happening. And it scares me to death in a way, because my main domicile here is in a very large city, and I would be caught behind enemy lines. And not being able to get to my remote location, that would put me in a serious predicament. So I would actually be in the same boat that a lot of unprepared people are. The only difference is that I would be able to hold off for quite some time. It's still... trying to think, what was it Axl Rose said? What's so civil about war anyway? Nothing civil about war, but unfortunately, when certain people continue to push the envelope, like Kim Jong-un, violence is the only solution. Or as Billy Roper used to say, white revolution is the only solution. Either way, it won't be pretty, and I think that this time when it's over, folks, the winner is going to decimate the losers. Whoever comes out on time, whether it's right versus left or white versus black, whoever comes out on top will eliminate the threat from ever happening again in the future. This country will be radically changed. We will be put back to the way we were when it was founded, should we prevail, or we will find ourselves in a country worse than South Africa or the Soviet Union if we lose. Either way, not going to be pretty. So all you can do is just watch and pay attention and make sure that you have enough supplies to hole in if you need to, or to get out if you have a remote location. I've gone over this in other shows before. You know, this is, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just trying to refresh your memory, because there's a lot of people out there that say they are looking for this to happen. They're dying for this to happen. Well, dying is the key word, because there's going to be a lot of that on both sides, folks. It's not going to be glamorous. It's going to be a horrible thing when it happens, because just like the last Civil War, we're going to have friends killing friends and relatives killing relatives. And it's a horrible, horrible thing to find yourself facing. Unfortunately, however, sometimes it is unavoidable. And things come to the point where you need to start over. You need to be dealt a new hand. You need to throw the dice again. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I believe that was Thomas Jefferson that said that. Also the one who said, you'll never know the need for the Second Amendment until they come to take it away. Of course, by then it'll be too late. I don't know where it's going, folks. All I know is that by the time the next presidential elections come up, I think this country is going to be in a far different place than it is now. Will it be a better place or a worse place? I don't know. Could be a war zone. But something is going to come down. It has to. It can't keep going this way. And I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but just want you to keep in mind what we are looking at, because so many of us, so many of you, have for so long wanted what I see happening very soon to happen. And be careful what you wish for, my friends, because it may not turn out the way you want to. Got to take a short break here. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hey, George, we've been talking about some pretty serious stuff here. Why don't you run some lighthearted commercials and lighten things up for a change? Yeah.
They have been mistreated and misunderstood for generations. Abusive owners have done severe damage and given these beautiful creatures a bad reputation. Every day, millions suffer from misuse and neglect. But you can make a difference by giving a gun a loving home. These guns want nothing more than to adore and protect you. And Blackstone Shooting Sports wants to match you with a new gun and a new addition to your family. The friendly and professional staff at Blackstone are experts and know how to find the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. And Blackstone Shooting Sports has the kind of guns that need a loving home more than anything else, like AK-47s, AR-15s, and the best and biggest selection of handguns in government. So please, have a heart, and don't let a gun spend another night on a cold, dusty shelf.
Look sharp, it's the Pin Cushion Palace. When your kids are on vacation and they want something to do,
Pin Cushion Palace is the place for you.
Bring your family, look around, but don't touch the pins.
Legally, we're required to say,
don't touch the pins.
Yeah!
Look sharp, it's the Pin Cushion Palace.
Missing persons.
Missing persons?
Missing persons.
My wife is missing.
Your wife is missing?
My wife is missing.
When did you last see her?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Where's your TV, sir?
The bedroom.
Have you looked in the bedroom, sir?
No.
She's probably watching Matlock.
Matlock is on at 4 o'clock?
Every weekday at 4 on Channel 2. Go check your bedroom, sir. I'll wait.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
She's watching Matlock.
I thought so.
I didn't know Matlock was on at 4 o'clock.
Every weekday at 4 on Channel 2.
She really likes Andy Griffith.
Of course she does.
She must be so engrossed by Matlock she forgot to tell me where she was.
Tell her I understand.
Okay, I'll be right back.
No, I didn't mean, sir.
Matlock, every weekday at 4 on Channel 2.
Hey, my favorite episode.
Because there's nothing like a good mystery.
I'm hanging up now, sir. Hello?
Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat. Turn around, don't drown, your car, it will not float. So when the water starts to rise, open your eyes, have yourself a plan. Use your head and think, don't let your dreams sink, it's just that easy you can. Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat.
Your family to a magical place. It's a super big chair off of Route 88. Get a picture of the chair. Now we know that you're sold. But don't sit in the chair, cause it's really old. Come see the world's tallest chair.
Yeah.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, we're back. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is talking to the UN about the Paris Accord and how we're still on our way out. George, where are my notes? What? You better not have. Hang on, folks.
Hey, everyone. Remember, this month is White History Month at KKK Mart. Hey, folks, here at KKK Mart, we don't care who you are or what hollow log you dragged in. Your money is always green here at KKK Mart. You need camping equipment, hunting or fishing supplies? KKK Mart's got your butt covered. And don't forget our white light specials either. When you see that white light flashing across the aisles, you have 14 minutes to register for a 50% discount. Get to the register in another 88 seconds and you get an additional 8% off the purchase price. You like what you've heard? Then come on down to KKK Mart today and get your share of the savings. These guys don't sell out to the left, they stick to the white. KKK Mart, this store is all white with me.
In 3, 2, 1, the mic is hot, George. I've only got one of these left. I've told you before not to message Miss Chloe while we're on the air. Now, I've only got another... You have 3 minutes to find this. By the way, George, you're fired. Yes. Again.
Hello, everyone. This is Mortimer J. Steinberg for Snake Farm Insurance. Recently, I received a claim for fire damage due to arson. I immediately boarded our corporate jet, paid for with your premiums, and flew to Epley Airfield in Omaha, Nebraska, where I then took a taxi to a little town called Bellevue. In case you're wondering, yes, your premiums also paid the $76.77 fare for the taxi company, but don't be alarmed. Your share only covers 1/15,000th of the cost. With everyone's monthly contributions, this cost will be overridden in 3.5 seconds. In fact, there, it's done. In fact, we are now making profits over and above those expenses, thanks to you. Now, I met our policyholder, a man by the name of Mr. Wilson, at what was left of his house. I dragged a lawn chair onto the smoldering ruins of what had once been his front porch and listened to his rationalization of why we should cover his claim. Well, it seems that Dennis, the menacing skinhead boy from next door, had approached Mr. Wilson demanding some shaving cream money. And when Mr. Wilson refused, Dennis set fire to his house. So I offered Mr. Wilson a copy of his policy, since his had been destroyed in the fire, and I explained that Snake Farm does not cover acts of domestic terrorism. In fact, I actually lent Mr. Wilson my magnifying glass so that he could read the fine print for himself. You see, that is the extra mile that Snake Farm will take for you. I can honestly say that no other insurance company would have made the effort that I made for Mr. Wilson. That magnifying glass cost me 3 boxes of Cracker Jacks. And on a side note, I did give Mr. Wilson the stickers and the bucking bronc that came with the 2 other boxes. Now, can you name another company that will go that extra mile? I think not. So once again, that is the service that you will get with Snake Farm Insurance. Don't forget to mention me, Mortimer J. Steinberg, when you call to sign up. Our number is 1-800-ABC-DEFU. And remember our jingle.
And like a bad neighbor, Snake Farm is gone. Thank you.
Well, my notes are gone. George somehow deleted the file when he was instant messaging his girlfriend. That's what you get for cyber dating, George. So, during the 3 minutes during the Snake Farm commercial, I did find a story on North Korea. I'm going to end the show with that because the United States is ramping up its efforts to show its own force. So, let me go ahead and share that with you. I apologize, folks. My throat's getting sore here. I'm coming down with something, cold or something like that. So my voice is kind of scratchy here. I apologize. So the title of this article is U.S. Flies Stealth Jets and Bombers Over the Korean Peninsula Amid Tensions with Pyongyang. The U.S. military flew advanced bombers and stealth jets over the Korean Peninsula and near Japan in drills with South Korean and Japanese warplanes on Monday, 3 days after North Korea fired a missile over Japan. Now, the United States quite often will send, you know, military aircraft in a show of force when there's times of tension with North Korea. We've done this before. But the North launched its latest missile, saying it was in protest over these really tough new UN sanctions during its sixth nuclear test on September the 3rd. This is all a result of that. So one's trying to be bigger and badder than the other, and this one's trying to show force, but our flyovers on Monday involved two B-1Bs and four F-35Bs, these are bombers, from the U.S. military and four F-15K fighters from South Korea. And this was according to the South Korean and U.S. militaries. The U.S. and South Korean planes flew across the Korean Peninsula and practiced attacks by releasing live weapons at a firing range in South Korea, the U.S. Pacific Command said in a statement. Now, the U.S. had warplanes also conducted formation training with Japanese fighter jets over waters near the southern end of Kyushu, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, according to the Pacific Command. Now, since Kim Jong-un took power in North Korea back in late 2011, North Korea has tested weapons at an alarmingly increasing pace, folks. Now, the country flight tested two intercontinental ballistic missiles in July. Its nuclear test in September was the most powerful to date. Well, we know that. What's something else here that's new? Many experts say it's only a matter of time until Kim achieves his stated objective of possessing reliable nuclear-tipped missiles capable of striking anywhere in the mainland U.S. Now, this is what we discussed earlier in the show. State media on Saturday quoted Kim as saying that North Korea's final goal is to establish the equilibrium and reinforce with the U.S. and make the U.S. rulers dare not talk about military option for the North. This is according to Kim. Alarmed by North Korea's advancing weapons programs, many conservatives in South Korea have called for the reintroduction of U.S. tactical nuclear weapons in the South. But the liberal-leaning government of President Moon Jae-in said it has no intention of requesting that the U.S. bring back such weapons. Well, that's your own stupidity. South Korean Defense Minister Song Young-moo told lawmakers... Song Young-moo? Was he a cow? Told lawmakers on Monday that it is not proper to reintroduce U.S. nuclear weapons. He previously said the idea should be deeply considered by the allies, inflaming already heated debate on the issue. Well, that's going to wrap this show up, folks. I will be back next week with my notes properly printed so that I have them in my hand. Make sure this doesn't happen again. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.